This is WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. From the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM, and beyond, WCWP.org.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Since it's Thanksgiving Eve, our first song is Thanksgiving Theme by Vince Guaraldi, the theme to a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. FM and WCWP.org. Guitarist Robin Ford with his composition Far Away from The Inside Story in 1979, a precursor to the band Yellow Jackets. The eventual founding members to play on Far Away were Russell Ferrante on piano, Rhodes piano and synthesizers, Jimmy Haslip on bass, and Ricky Lawson on drums and percussion. Robin's brother Mark was on harmonica, and future members of the Blues Brothers band made up the horn section. Mr. Fabulous Alan Rubin on trumpet, Tom Bones Malone on trombone and baritone sax, and Blue Lou Marini on alto and tenor saxes and horn arrangement. Before Far Away, it was Vince Guaraldi's Thanksgiving theme, written for the 1973 TV special A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, premiering November 20th of that year on CBS, with Vince's cues recorded over the summer. We heard a composite of the theme's second and third versions, separate cues, that was on the 1998 compilation Charlie Brown's Holiday Hits. That strangely has an Ed Bogus cue composite from the Charlie Brown and Snoopy Show in 83. The third version of the theme by itself is on the 2007 compilation Vince Guaraldi and the Lost Cues from the Charlie Brown television specials. No Ed Bogus on that one. It's all Vince. The players on the cue composite were Vince on piano and Rhodes, but not synths, Seward McCain on bass, Mike Clark on drums, Tom Harrell on trumpet, and Chuck, not Charlie, Bennett on trombone. 1984 is our next stop, where Jeff Lorber has the first of two songs in this show with the title Waterfall. His is two words, Waterfall. Wes Montgomery on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Naptown Blues from Going Out of My Head in 1966. His head. Or Little Anthony's head, because it was Little Anthony in the Imperials song. Naptown is a nickname for Wes's hometown of Indianapolis, Indiana. But the record was recorded at the famous Van Gelder Studio in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. Wes played his signature electric guitar on his composition with George Duvivier on acoustic bass and Grady Tate on drums. A decade after Going Out of My Head, Grady sang in a few Schoolhouse Rock shorts. The horn section included, but was not limited to, Phil Woods on alto sax, Bob Ashton on tenor, Danny Bank on baritone, Donald Byrd, that one, on trumpet, Wayne Andre on trombone, and Tony Studd on bass trombone. Arranging and conducting them all was Oliver Nelson. Before that, Jeff Lorber with Waterfall, two words, from In the Heat of the Night in 1984, written by Jeff, who played Rhodes piano and keyboards. Mac Man, Marlon McLean, was on electric guitars, plural, Nathan East on electric bass, John J.R. Robinson on drums, and percussion by Paulinho da Costa. We'll go from Indianapolis to Tokyo. Next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Need something a little
.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Wes Montgomery had Naptown Blues, plural, and Najee has Tokyo Blue, singular.
Tokyo
This is Travis Demers, the radio voice of the Portland Trailblazers, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Travis Demers. That was David Benoit with Stingray, one word, a group of sea rays, two words, from This Side Up in 1985. David wrote Stingray, playing piano and any keyboards not played by Randy Kerber, a male Randy like Robin Ford. Paul Jackson Jr. was on guitar, Bobby Hall, a female Bobby, on percussion, and returning from Waterfall, two words, were Nathan East on bass and John J.R. Robinson on drums. Before that, Najee with Tokyo Blue, the title track to his 1990 album. Said title track was written by Najee, tenor sax, Rachel Z, who didn't play, and Morris Pleasure, keyboards. Denzel Broadway Miller had the piano solo, Ron Lawrence and Fareed Haq were on guitars, I think Ron soloed, James Calloway on bass, and Paul Mills on drums. Morris, Ron, Callie, and Paul were all part of Najee's touring band at the time. Let's take a coffee break with the Rippingtons, led by Russ Freeman, another guy with the initials RF. Mocha Java is their song and coffee blend.
Hi, this is Ryan Grabo, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's a ripping good time.
It was a ripping good blend of Mocha Java by the Rippingtons from Weekend in Monaco in 1992. Russ Freeman used an uncommon spelling when writing Mocha Java. K for mocha, not C-H. Mocha Java is a blend of mocha beans from Yemen and Java Arabica beans from Indonesia. For Mocha Java, the song, Russ played acoustic guitars and keyboards, Kim Stone, a male Kim, on electric bass, Tony Morales on drums, percussion by Steve Reed, and solos by Mark Portman on piano and Jeff Koshua on alto sax. Kim Waters is a male Kim, and next, on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, he has the other song with the name Waterfall.
Do you remember?
So check it out.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Waterfall was two words for Jeff Lorber, but Kim Waters spells it the traditional way as one word, Kim Waters with Waterfall. That was a pair of songs from 2002 on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Second was Ken Navarro's composition, Meet Me at Midnight from Slow Dance. Sure, I'll meet you at midnight, but in a later time zone, so it's really earlier. Ken was on acoustic and electric guitars, and whatever keyboards Dan LaMaestra didn't play. Dan otherwise played piano, Gary Granger on bass, Blues Webb on drums, and Kevin Prince with percussion. The first 2002 song was Waterfall, one word, by Kim Waters from Someone to Love You. He wrote Waterfall with Dave Darlington. They each played keyboards and programming, but I'm not sure who handled synth bass. I think it was Dave. Kim handled drum programming, specifically, and alto sax, real alto sax. Bubba Jones was only on electric guitar, real electric guitar. Taking us into hour two, George Benson only on real electric guitar with Medicine Man. Man?
WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Hour one ended with Medicine Man by George Benson from Absolute Benson in 2000, written by George, electric guitar, and Joe Sample, piano, synth strings. Bassist Christian McBride played electric bass for change with Cindy Blackman, now Cindy Blackman Santana, on drums and percussion by Luis Conte. Hour two begins with another guitarist and one-name musician starting with N, like Najee. Niels is the one-name musician this time, and Wind Surfer is his song.
Hi, this is Alexis Lindsay, a.k.a. Lextacy, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Lextacy. Bill Heller joined the Rippingtons in 1999, and we just heard a cut from Passage, his 2021 solo album, Trying to Get Back Home. First time I played that in 21, I forgot the word back, but it is trying to get back home, something my family and I did after a weekend in Dutchess County last month ahead of homecoming weekend. And then I played Trying to Get Back Home on my live, unscripted homecoming weekend show. Bill played piano and keyboards on his composition without the aid of a second keyboardist. Jeff Koshua was on tenor sax. He was on alto for Mocha Java by the Rippingtons. Dave Anderson on bass, Joel Rosenblatt on drums, and percussion by Ronnie Gutierrez. Before Bill tried to get back home, Niels was a windsurfer on Cool Shades, released on September 2nd, 2022, 53 weeks after Passage. Niels wrote Windsurfer and played guitars, keyboards, and drum programming. Johnny Britt was on Rhodes, Daryl Williams on bass, Gordon Campbell on real drums, and Oliver C. Brown with real percussion. Vincent Ingala really plays everything. On this next song, Aftermath.
Hi, I'm Game Dave, busy getting digitally distracted, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Game Dave. That was Herb Alpert with a cover of Miriam Makeba's Afro-pop song Pata Pata on Sunny Side of the Street, which came out September 30th of this year, 4 weeks after Cool Shades. Pata Pata is Kosa for Touch Touch. Miriam Makeba, Mama Africa, first wrote and performed Pata Pata with her girl group The Skylarks in the 1950s. The lyrics were in Xhosa. And back then, Pata Pata was also a popular dance in the Shebeens of Sophiatown, a township in Miriam's hometown of Johannesburg, South Africa. English lyrics were written by Jerry Magovoy for the 1967 version following Miriam's exile to the United States earlier in the decade. The 67 version was a worldwide hit and basis for Herb's cover in 2022. Herb played trumpet, what else, and arranged the cover with Joachim Vandersag, who played keyboards, drum and percussion programming, and voice samples. Mitchell Long was on guitar and Hussein Jifri on bass. Before Pata Pata, Vincent Ingala played everything on Aftermath from Fire and Desire in 2021, September 17th to be exact, the same day as Herb's prior recording, Catch the Wind. Surfer. Vincent wrote Aftermath and played all instruments, as I said. Piano, keyboards, acoustic guitar, electric guitar, tenor sax, synth bass, and drum programming. While I was in Dutchess County last month, I attended the Fall Festival at Keswick Farm in Rhinebeck. The festival includes hayrides, and Hayride is the name of the first song of the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
We all have that one song, the one that says how you're feeling and reminds us that you're never alone. Hey, it's Jamie, the host of RockElixir.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
Bassist Brian Bromberg is the one that's going to take us on a hayride, so sit tight and keep your hands inside the wagon. Hayride.
WCWP.
Exit to your right. Brian Bromberg with Hayride from Compared to That in 2012. Hayride was driven compositionally by Brian, whose basses were upright acoustic and steel string acoustic piccolo, the latter providing the guitar sound. Bela Fleck provided the banjo sound with his banjo. Charlie Bisharat was on violin, Mitchell Foreman on piano, Vinny Caliuta on drums, percussion by Alex Acuna, who will be on drums later, and the Rising Sun Orchestra out of Tokyo. Najee's Tokyo Blue was recorded in Queens, but the Rising Sun Orchestra, arranged by Corey Allen, was actually in Tokyo. Brian aided Corey with arrangements. For the second song of the segment, we find another Cindy Bradley, with Lost and Found.
Hey, it's Jay Mirabli, and you're listening to the only show that gets me to kick back and relax, Instrumental Invasion with my man, Mike Shamari.
Thanks, Jay. We were kicking back and relaxing to No Stress Express, a hayride by my pal, Will Donato, from Laws of Attraction in 2009. Driven compositionally by Will on alto sax and all the horn section parts. Blake Aaron was featured on guitar, with Bobby Moses also on guitar, A.B. Perkins on keyboards, George Landris with programming, Eddie Reddick on bass, and Christian Pozak on drums. Before that, Cindy Bradley with Lost and Found from Bliss in 2014. Lost and Found's writers were two-thirds of its performers, Cindy on flugelhorn and Michael Broning on keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. Freddie Fox was on guitars. He didn't write Lost and Found. Boney James will sway into the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Next.
Hi, this is Tony
Chiguarno.org. It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Boney James sways into this last segment with Sway. Alex Acuna on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with a tune written in 1966 for the Cannonball Adderley Quintet by his future Weather Report bandmate Joe Zawinul. Mercy, mercy, mercy. From Gifts, mercifully hitting the market on September 23rd, exactly 2 months ago today. Mercy, Mercy, Mercy was a hit in 67, the same year as the updated Pata Pata by Miriam Makeba. In fact, it was a hit twice. First for Cannonball, then for the Buckinghams, who added lyrics. They're playing our song. Alex played drums on his cover as opposed to percussion on Hayride. Fellow Peruvian Lorenzo Ferrero was on tenor and alto saxes, John Peña on bass, Ramon Stagnaro, another Peruvian, on guitar, and Otmaro Ruiz from Venezuela on Wurlitzer, replicating the sound of Joe Zawinul's Wurlitzer on the Cannonball original. Before that, Boney James, only on tenor sax, with Sway from Detour. Travel has come up a lot this week, released the same day as Gifts, September 23rd. Sway was composed by Boney with beats made by Fresh, a.k.a. Christian Frazier, who played real bass, drum programming, and keyboards. Tim Carman was on piano, Paul Jackson Jr. on acoustic guitar, he played electric on Stingray, Jairus Mosey was on electric, Alex Al with additional bass, and percussion by Lenny Castro. That leaves us with a traditional trio, Roberta Pickett, Harvey S., and Billy Mintz, with Remorse and Acceptance from their August 12th album, You've Been Warned. Roberta quickly wrote Remorse and Acceptance for an unreleased album's recording session, and she's grateful it's finally seeing the light of day, or moonlight of night, on You've Been Warned. She plays piano, Harvey's on acoustic bass, and Billy is on drums. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Remorse and Acceptance by Roberta Pickett, Harvey S., and Billy Mintz takes us out. Happy Thanksgiving.